Thank you and good afternoon. Around 1 o'clock this morning, a single engine company from Humble Bay Fire responded to a reported structure fire in the 5800 block of Walnut Drive. Upon arrival, fire was found burning on top of the roof of a shed with a portion of the wall covered in fire as well. Additional assistance was called but would later return to their stations as the fire was under control within a matter of minutes. No injuries were reported and damage was estimated at $500. Information gathered at the scene determined the fire was caused by ignition of illegal fireworks. The fire department reminds residents that drought conditions increases the risk of fire igniting from fireworks and caution should be exercised. With elections for seats on the Harbor District Board coming in November, Larry Doss has announced himself as a candidate for the District 1 seat on the Board of Commissioners. Doss is the current president of a countywide real estate firm and has held similar positions for the Humboldt Association of Realtors as well as having served on the Humboldt Bay Fire District Board of Directors. Doss said in a statement that the district's debt is too great and we must get our harbor working, and the focus will be working with the board to create a plan to bring new jobs and revenue to the harbor. Doss also plans to resume posting minutes of the board meetings onto the Harbor District's website, stating that nothing has been posted since 2013 and that the board needs to communicate with the citizens it was elected to serve. Residents are reminded that Humboldt State University will conduct its yearly emergency simulation training, which will be held this Wednesday. University Police, as well as Arcata Fire, the Campus Emergency Response Team, and Arcata Mad River Ambulance personnel will be involved in the training as well. The simulation begins at 6 o'clock in the evening, and passersby should not be alarmed if they see smoke coming from the campus buildings and people calling for help. That means the simulation is underway and the people in distress are actors. 6 outbuildings have been destroyed as the Humboldt complex of fires continue to grow in the southeastern part of the county near the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas. The collection of 7 wildfires have burned nearly 4,700 acres of land as over 1,800 personnel, including 11 helicopters and 31 water tenders, continue to battle the fires. Fire personnel have the series of fires at 50% containment and roadway closures along Highway 36 to the Trinity-Humboldt County line remain in effect. The wildfires burning across the region highlight the dangers fire crews face on a daily basis. 11 crew members sustained injuries while battling the Humboldt complex, while a U.S. Forest Service firefighter was killed over the weekend battling a wildfire in the Sierras. 21-year-old Michael Hallenbach was struck by a fallen tree while crews were battling the blaze. This is the second noted U.S. Forest firefighter death, with the first taking place in Modoc County in Oregon, as crews found the body of David Rule in the Modoc National Forest. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Roadway closures on Van Dusen Road, Lower Mad River, and Highway 36 to Forest Glen remain in effect, as the route complex of fires continue to burn in the areas of Mad River, Dinsmore, and Hyapon. Over 650 personnel have continued to battle the series of fires, which has burned nearly 20,000 acres of land. Those fires stand at 15% containment and has destroyed 2 outbuildings in the process. Fire personnel have prepared lines along Pilot Ridge to the west in anticipation of burnout operations in that specific area later this week. Meanwhile, in Ruth Lake and its surrounding areas, the Mad River complex of 7 fires have burned just over 19,000 acres and stands at 35% containment. Over 1,000 personnel have been battling the fire in steep terrain and evacuations around Ruth Lake remain in effect. With heavy winds and low humidity expected for today and Tuesday, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for the Mad River complex. In Delnor County, a collection of 6 wildfires known as the Gaskee Complex have burned over 2,300 acres of land in the Gaskee Ranger District. Over 400 personnel remain on scene battling the series of fires, which stand at 9% containment. Closures remain in effect on the Bear Bison Lookout, the Island Lake Trailhead, and the Doe Flat Trailhead as well. Fire crews will hold a meeting for residents later this week to discuss suppression efforts. A previous meeting was held on Sunday, and over 40 residents were in attendance. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.